Good day, everyone. Today's Bible story is coming from the book of John, chapter 4. The story is entitled, Woman at the Well. Verses 1 through 29 reads, When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that said thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee, am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Verses 39 through 42 reads, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. and saith unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. A little food for thought. Back in those days, women usually came to draw water together. The fact that she was alone suggests that she was not welcome with the other women. She was looked down on by many Jews because she was a Samaritan, and she was disdained because of her many romantic rendezvous with numerous men. She was poor, and she lacked purity. She was of a low social class. This woman, the Samaritan woman, though she was an outcast because of her race and her lifestyle, she found acceptance in Jesus. She may have been rejected by many, but he accepted her. He did not ridicule her. Instead, he extended grace. He offered her living water. My question to you is, when have you associated with someone considered an outcast or befriended someone who wasn't part of your social class? You see, nowadays, a lot of people look down on the less fortunate, some of the wealthy, some of those with high education degrees tend to look down on the less fortunate. They tend to disassociate themselves with them because they feel those persons are beneath them. Or maybe you are that person that has been treated as an outcast because of your race, because of your lifestyle. And if so, know that though they may reject you, Jesus himself accepts you. All you have to do is go to him. He knows everything about you anyway. All you have to do is go to him, and he will extend his grace, his mercy, and he will give you his living water. I encourage you today, if you are that someone that never associated yourself with someone considered an outcast or never befriended someone who was not a part of your social class, take the step and associate yourself with someone today or befriend someone today. Never judge a book by its cover. If Jesus himself can accept the outcast, who are you to push them to the side? Again, that's just a little food for thought. Peace and blessings unto you. Make it a great day. I'd love to hear your feedback. Ciao for now.